The coal miners of Ukraine were once national heroes. Ukrainian coal used to power the Soviet Union. Now, though, the industry is in decline. The coal is expensive to extract, and the mine's safety record is abysmal. With the pits closing down, many miners are being forced to take desperate measures to survive. The heroes of yesteryear are becoming today's reluctant criminals. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports.
At Petrovsky Mine, it's time for the morning shift. Encaged in a lift are 20 miners. Each day, these men make a journey deep into the earth. They descend 1,000 metres. This far beneath the Donbass, death is a constant companion. In Ukraine, one miner dies nearly every day. The miners working here, though, are among the lucky ones. At least they've got a job and a regular wage. That's something of which most Ukrainian coal miners today can only dream. The country's coal industry is in crisis. One by one, the mines of the Donbass are closing down. On the other side of town, a miner pops out from a hole in the middle of the road. He's lugging a huge sack of coal on his back. Then two more figures appear with two more sacks. These men lost their jobs at the colliery, so they've broken into a sealed mine shaft at the bottom of their street, and they're now secretly digging for coal. They're known here as the moles. Going down the mole's hole is like a trip back in time. The miners use hammers and chisels to loosen the coal. They unwedge it with their bare hands, push it aside with their feet. What they're doing here is highly illegal and extremely dangerous. The decaying wooden beams holding the roof up are more than 70 years old. But it's a risk these men are prepared to take. Alexander calls himself the illegal mine's director.
We need fuel to heat our houses and money to live on. If I collect a sack of coal, I can at least sell it to a neighbor or swap it for some potatoes.
At the end of a hard day down the pit, the moles of Torres can afford to relax. There's nothing like a few jars of homemade vodka and pickled cucumbers to help you forget your problems. Like so many in the Donbass, these men have lost their jobs, their security, their future. But what they haven't lost yet is their spirit. With the mines here in terminal decline, that may be the only thing they've got left to cling to.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.